Hey guys, it's Angela
and Allison,
and we are just putting together the last of this monstrosity. It looks just about as terrible as anything else we've made. Would you not agree?
Yes.
Nick, what do you think?
I think that's an exaggeration.
Good.
Hyperbole is kind of my thing.
It's gonna be delicious.
So I just mixed up the topping, which is some mango chutney, sour cream, and sugar. So I'm just gonna throw this on the top.
And pine nuts, don't forget the pine nuts.
Well, the pine nuts are toasting still. I'm gonna put them on the top to be artsy. Maybe we'll make a little happy face on them. I feel like this is way more glaze than was needed. It's so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's to cover the nasty spam taste.
Right, yeah.
What's the glaze made out of?
The glaze is sour cream, mango chutney, and sugar.
The
pine nuts are going to go on the top, but they're still toasting. In the background, by the way, you've heard Noah, one of my favorite men in the world, because he is married to Allison, and he's a great guy. So say hi, Noah.
Hello.
Yay. We have to have you on someday, like, officially.
Yeah.
So you have to think of a terrible
anything
recipe.
I cook is terrible. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then you can cook anything you want.
Maybe I'll make spam sandwiches, keep that spam train rolling.
Yes.
But those might actually be good.
So I think a spam sandwich, as compared to this.
It's a nice spicy
mustard. I welcome it. I welcome it. Like maybe on like a nice brioche roll, some arugula.
Wonder bread.
Oh. Well, I tried to make it fancy and maybe think that would be okay. But Wonder bread maybe would be good too. Now, I haven't had Wonder Bread in probably 30 years.
Hmm.
But what I used to do is I used to take off the crust and roll it into little balls and eat the little bread balls.
Really?
Did you do that too?
Yeah.
No.
So it wasn't just me?
It was just a pretty odd.
Interesting.
No,
so it works.
Yeah. I'm being sarcastic, yes.
Oh,
everybody
did
it. I think like every single kid in my school did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do bread balls, Justin?
Yeah, or just flatten it out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Eat it.
Something
compressed.
Like compress it.
Alright. Those look, oh, they smell so toasty. There's nothing better than toasted.
Toasted nuts.
Toasted nuts. I like my
They do smell good.
Nuts toasted. Or, it's not even, so some are toastier than others. The pine nuts might actually make this edible.
Mm. I don't know.
So really the only person who needs to find it palatable is Justin.
That's the lowest bar.
Well, it's just that I know that if it's even a little bit palatable, it will be your midnight snack this week.
Otherwise, you're going to have to bring it to work and just leave it.
Oh, no.
But nobody can know who brought it in.
Right, yeah, no, I won't say a word. I'll just put it in the fridge.
Oh, gosh, did you see that thing?
And
oh,
then,
my God.
We have this person who sits in the office with the fridge who empties the fridge, and I'm sure she would just be throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We're ready for the cutting of this.
We're ready for the cutting.
We're ready to cut this beautiful, beautiful thing. I can't do that because I've got this running.
It does look good.
I mean it.
From here.
So
right. Yeah. It looks.
It's very deceiving.
It's going to be like a carrot cake or something underneath.
I like carrot
like
cake.
Don't
ruin carrot
cake. Fruit cake.
Oh, yeah. Fruit cake.
It's super dense.
It feeds 24.
I know.
It's the official serving
said.
Count.
So
yes.
You eat a couple bites.
Oh my gosh.
So that's enough for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
that
here's the PC that I can share, Allison.
That is an interesting piece of...
It's something.
It's...
Those olives?
Yes. The olives. There's the olives, yes.
Oh, and someone got extra sauce.
Ooh.
All right, so does everyone have some?
Sure, Noah?
Yeah, take the small piece.
The small piece.
Smell horrible.
No, I mean, I love how you and I are sharing a piece.
Yeah. I'm like,
So I'm going to try this crusty piece at the end because I feel like the ingredients of the crust weren't horrible.
Okay.
Okay. The truth. Tastes like olives.
I think it tastes like olive loaf.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes a lot better than the batter, but
it's kind of dry.
It's like a quiche. It's like a spam quiche.
So
I would need a lot of liquid to keep eating this.
So it is quiche-y.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's no eggs.
I don't think
it's
that bad.
There
it's
are.
Not that bad.
There are three eggs.
Oh, there are three eggs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not good.
Mm-mm.
No.
But it's... I was thinking it might be the worst thing we ever made, and it was definitely not as bad as that salmon loaf.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Pine nuts are a delightful addition to anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tastes like a weird quiche.
It doesn't pair badly with pumpkin beer.
I'm enjoying the chutney more than anything else.
I think maybe because the olives.
You have for a midnight snack?
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've had enough.
And I was like, hi.
Anybody want the rest of my piece?
Tapping out.
No.
So that's how you know it's not that good. When Justin is like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, put it in the garbage. It's okay.
I mean,
I can't think of any time you've put food in the garbage. The bagels you ate legitimately had some mold spots.
Oh, wow.
The Christmas cookies.
Yeah, they had been up there for months and months and months.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nasty.
You found those, what, 2 months ago? So they'd been there a while.
Oh, God.
Like 6 months, yeah.
I don't think it's that bad. Maybe I'm weird.
Take some home with you.
No. So I'm not that.
So, but here's why I don't think it's that bad to you is because I think that you're really used to, like, apparently meat like this is like a thing in Pennsylvania Dutch country, like Spam and the Scrabble and all that. So,
well, yeah.
I think that's why, like, to you it's not.
I don't even know if I taste them either.
Yeah, I don't taste the Spam in it. I Spam the weird, like, eggy, cheesy mixture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Spam is not the bad part.
No,
so
it's not.
If it were like hot, I feel like it would be tasty.
Maybe it's because it's cold. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, I think cold it would be pretty decent. Nick is going in for seconds.
No, he's working on his palate.
I like the saltiness of it.
It does remind me a lot of olive loaf.
That's what I'm thinking.
I've never had olive loaf, so I don't know what that is.
It's lunch meat.
Yeah.
It's
that's what it tastes like.
It's good.
It's basically processed bologna with olives in it.
Yeah, it is.
My grandma used to eat it. That was her favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch meat.
It's kind of what it tastes like.
I mean, I've definitely had...
It makes sense, actually.
I've definitely had worse things
that
we've made, and probably worse things that I've made. Like, the Cheez-It chicken wasn't very good. So I've made worse things than this.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm taking it home. Sorry.
Well, guess what when Sammy get a special treat this week.
I mean, I'll eat it. It's not bad enough that I won't eat it. I just won't eat the leftovers off someone else's plate. Maybe that's the stages. Those are the stages.
That's his line.
The worst is I'm not going to eat it at all. Slightly above that is I'll eat it. I don't want the leftovers.
So if it had been a little better, you would have eaten it off my plate.
Oh, yeah. If it was actual cheesecake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it over.
How
Would you guys like to try a piece of real cheesecake?
A real cheesecake?
Sure.
Is it a trick?
We have no. It's actual real cheesecake. We can do a little piece. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
interesting. I feel like you guys earned that.
Oh, yay!
Because you had to eat that.
Ooh,
it's pretty. It's mango and cherry.
Oh, yum!
From my friends at Branch and Vine. Jessica made this. I bake for shit. Like, as good of a cook as I am, I can't bake. So it's really nice having someone who I can send a message and be like, hey, can you make me a cake? Do you want some or are you going to wait till after dinner?
I'm going to wait.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She did my birthday cake and your birthday cake.
Do you want to just use the same plate?
I don't
know. Okay.
I don't want the flavors
well,
to mix.
But they're mango.
It is really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll be doing Ethan's cake. She does all my cakes that I can't bake. And I figure I'm better off to pay someone the same amount of money that I would spend ruining my kitchen in.
Yeah, definitely. I have never made like a cheesecake. I think cheesecake is hard to make.
It's not easiest. Mm-hmm. And it's not the worst thing I bake, but that's a low bar for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process to make a cheesecake.
Yeah, because you have to have the springform pan and everything.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have that.
Well, I think I have one.
I feel like that's one of those things that like everybody registers for when they get married, and either you get one or like you don't,
and you never use it.
So I would definitely say that I will never be making that again, but it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Nope.
Thank you, Nick, for coming and joining us. I would love to have you again. We'll have some
be here again.
Some fun. Thank you, Justin, for saying hello, and Noah for saying hello.
Thank you for the cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got some fun ideas for Justin, too, because he likes to cook in interesting ways sometimes on his road trips. So that'll be fun, too. And we will be posting this, and then we already have the Bad Vodka episode set to post next week.
Yeah.
On Sunday. So y'all take care. Be safe. Please be safe out there. It's scary right now. So be safe. Get vaccinated if you're not, because it could be the difference between, like, the hospital or not. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.